This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday. Ceviche Wednesday, August 9th, and today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-boy.
Ding, 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 ding.
What do we got there, Jack?
We have a winner, Nick.
Yes, we do. Yeti's the winner of our first ever Best Day Yet sweepstakes.
Yeti's, last week we asked you to subscribe to our newsletter at news.tboypod.com.
In return, we promised to fly one subscriber, one Yeti, out for an all-expenses-paid trip to see a live T-boy recording.
Well, we just picked that winner.
Yes, we did. And we are emailing that winner right now.
Check your inbox. If you won, you have an email from Nick and Jack.
You're going to want to reply to this email, Yetis.
We're excited to see you.
Just please click reply. Jack, first story for today's show. What do we got?
For our first story, it's Wegovy, the most valuable weight loss drug ever. Just may save your life, too.
Yetis, this weight loss drug could be a miracle drug if one person approves it.
For our second story, it's Mr. Beast. The YouTuber sued somebody last week, and now that somebody is suing him.
Mr. Beast is getting sued for $100 million worth of inedible hamburgers.
And our third and final story is some giant wind turbines the size of the Statue of Liberty. They're falling over.
Because Siemens moved fast and broke things. Literally.
Big things.
Heavy things.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Hey, a fantastic mix of stories.
We have a fascinating story to tell you that's also kind of alarming.
Yetis, you know that clickety-clack of your typing?
Yeah, like the sound of a BlackBerry when you're typing away.
No one knows what you typed when you're typing on that thing, do they?
Even though that person can hear that you're typing on a keyboard right now.
But get this, a new artificial intelligence does exactly that.
That's right, Yetis. British researchers have published a paper showing that AI can be fluent in keystrokes.
What we're saying here is that this AI knows what you're typing just by listening to your typing.
Because each letter on the keyboard has a specific, unique keystroke with a specific, unique noise.
So this thing listens to those keystrokes and it knows what's being typed.
Because when you type the letter P, a unique sound comes out of your keyboard.
And when you type the letter K, a unique sound comes out of your keyboard.
Even the space bar has a unique keystroke sound.
You hear that, Jack? Sounds like space bar.
So if you're typing in the background of a phone call right now.
Then this AI knows what you're typing with 95% accuracy.
That's right, Yetis. And if it's a Zoom call and the AI can see your arms touching the keyboard, it's even better at predicting what you're typing.
Now, besties, we should point out, we have heard of some crazy potentials of AI before, haven't we?
But this is the freakiest AI use case of them all.
Yeah, from now on, you're gonna have to cough next time you type in your Netflix password.
Otherwise, AI is gonna steal your Netflix password while you're typing it.
Jack, it already stole my Netflix password.
Nick, what's that?
Check this out, Yetis. Jack, what did I just type?
I think you just typed hello.
And what am I typing now?
Jack, you look fantastic.
And Jack, what am I typing now?
Let's hit our three stories.
Exactly.
See? 99% accuracy from this guy.
That's intelligence.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in a dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, a major new study just found out that Wegovy, the buzzy weight loss drug, also reduces heart disease.
This is a wild story, but Nick, it's only a miracle drug if health insurance approves it.
That is true. But Yetis, in order for Jack and I to tell this story, we got to travel all the way over to Denmark, also known as Germany's Hat.
Good call. Denmark is known for hoogie lifestyles, Vikings, and Legos.
Also, though, for weight loss drugs.
That's right, because Denmark's most valuable company is Novo Nordisk, the $370 billion pharmaceutical company.
And we already knew about Wegovy because, you know, Ozempic and Wegovy are the buzzy weight loss drugs these days. They're getting a lot of attention this year.
Yeah, we covered it on the pod a few months ago. For $1,300 a month, you can take these drugs and they will limit your appetite.
Yeah, they will help you lose weight.
They will chemically reduce how hungry you are.
Yeah, they will turn your brunch into just bruh.
Yeah, it is. If you're like me and you can't not eat that slice of pizza that's sitting right in front of you, Wegovy will make it so that you don't even want that slice of pizza that's right in front of you.
With Wegovy, you only eat the crust. You don't even eat the other parts of the pizza.
And that's why Wegovy has become a Hollywood handout.
Amy Schumer was on it. Elon Musk was on it. Gwyneth Paltrow's new Airbnb probably has a whole pantry full of this stuff.
But Yetis, here's the news. It turns out that incredible weight loss drug also reduces heart disease.
Because Yetis, Novo Nordisk just announced results of a study that took 5 years to conduct.
This pharmaceutical company signed up 17,604 people to test out Wegovy's effects on heart disease.
And then here's what they did. They gave a randomly selected half of those participants Wegovy, and the other half got a placebo.
And over the course of 5 years of monitoring those people, they noticed that those who took the real Wegovy not only lost weight, they also had 20% less heart disease than those who didn't take the Wegovy.
Yetis, the people who took Wegovy had 20% fewer strokes, fewer heart attacks, and fewer deaths by heart disease.
Nick, this weight loss drug also protects your heart.
This weight loss drug just grew a third bicep, Jack.
Now, Yetis, Wall Street loves the results of this science.
On word of this study, Novo Nordisk stock jumped 16% to an all-time high yesterday.
And it's also huge news for another pharmaceutical company.
Eli Lilly, the American pharmaceutical company, makes a similar weight loss drug, and their stock also jumped 14% to an all-time high.
Morgan Stanley has already crunched the numbers. They think the results of this study will boost sales of the drug by $23 billion by 2030.
$23 billion. And that number is because of our takeaway. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Wegovy and Ozempic?
This is a miracle drug, but only health insurance can decide if it's revolutionary.
Yeah, it is. Wegovy provides hope to millions of chronically obese and overweight Americans. That's a fact.
But that hope is kind of squashed by the price tag. $1,300 a month is $16,000 a year.
Now, historically, weight loss drugs have been thought of by the insurance industry as vanities.
Insurance doesn't cover your haircut. They haven't covered your weight loss drugs either.
On the other hand, cardiovascular drugs, they save your life, and that is why this stock is up so much.
The results of this study could lead to Wegovy becoming covered by health insurance.
And that could profoundly change the lives of 4 out of 10 adults who are obese in America.
This is a miracle drug, but it's only a revolutionary drug if it's covered by health insurance.
Thanks to these results, it might be soon. For our second story, Mr. Beast, the biggest YouTube star in history, just got sued for $100 million over a hamburger.
Mr. Beast's current legal issues reveal the biggest challenge of running a business. Do you want to be rich or do you want to be king?
But yet he is the biggest drama this summer. It isn't on Vanderpump Rules, and it is not that Zoom back to the office story we just did yesterday.
Although both of those are pretty dramatic.
Both of those have resulted in a lot of DMs, Jack.
The biggest drama of the summer is the Mr. Beast burger.
The Mr. Beast burger. Because Mr. Beast is the world's most followed YouTuber.
174 million people have smashed that subscribe button.
Jack, could you sprinkle on a little more context for us over there?
That's nearly as many people subscribing to Mr. Beast as to Netflix.
We would put it into Lyft, but it wouldn't be fair to Lyft, to be honest.
Mr. Beast is famous for extreme stunts and giveaways.
Yeah, Jack, can we whip up an example here? What do you got? Top of your head, what are you thinking?
Win $1 million if you win a game of freeze tag on an iceberg!
I'm throwing in a polar bear just to make it fun!
He puts all that on video, uploads it to YouTube, and gets a bajillion views.
It's a very simple formula. It's really hard to replicate.
But Mr. Beast isn't just a media business anymore.
Mr. Beast has interestingly pivoted. He's diversified beyond YouTube's ad revenue with
the Mr. Beast Burger.
The Mr. Beast Burger. Get this, Yetis. Mr. Beast also runs a $100 million a year burger business known is Mr. Beast Burger.
But he did all that without owning a single oven, without buying a single napkin, with never flipping a beef patty.
This guy doesn't know the difference between rare, medium rare, and Pittsburgh Black.
Thanks to the virtual kitchen he uses.
That's his business model. He's using 1,700 ghost kitchens around the country that are selling the burgers under the Mr. Beast brand.
Yeah, they basically just slap a Mr. Beast sticker on top of the box, but they are supposed to use a very specific recipe for it to be a Mr. Beast burger.
But yet, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. Mr. Beast Burger was the fastest growing fast food chain in America last year, but all of that changed last week.
Because Yetis, have you noticed on Twitter, people have been complaining about the Mr. Beast burger?
Maybe it's just us, but we noticed some hashtags that were not enjoying the Mr. Beast burgers.
The burger is dry. The fries were meh.
This bun feels bun-inspired.
One Twitter user rated the Mr. Beast burger on the same level as Jack in the Box.
No judgments.
Other customers referred to the Mr. Beast burger as disgusting.
Yeah.
Revolting. Uh-huh. Inedible.
Yes.
Outrageous.
Last week, Mr. Beast did what you always do in the business world when you're even just a little bit frustrated.
You sue somebody.
Yeah, you sue someone. Mr. Beast sued Virtual Dining Kitchens, his ghost kitchen partner, to end that deal.
But this week, that ghost kitchen partner countersued Mr. Beast, demanding $100 million for disparagement.
Because the only thing more fun than suing is countersuing.
Use promo code LAWYERUP to get a buy one, get one half off lawsuit.
That is, it is unclear how this thing is going to end.
Mr. Beast should do a vlog of the whole thing. He probably will.
But one thing is clear.
And that thing is our takeaway.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Mr. Beast Burger?
This is a fresh example of the rich versus king dilemma.
Yetis, at a certain point, every entrepreneur faces the same dilemma. We call it rich versus king. Do you want money or do you want control?
We typically talk about rich versus king when it comes to startup fundraising.
For example, you can raise more money, but you're going to give up some control.
Or you can keep that control, but not raise as much money.
Well, the way Jack and I see it, Mr. Beast Burger is a prime example of rich versus king, but in a new format.
Mr. Beast was able to scale fast to 1,700 restaurants with this virtual ghost kitchen concept.
He was getting rich.
But to get rich, he had to give up control of the burger.
The burger became inedible.
Now, Yetis, maybe it was worth it. Mr. Beast had the fastest growing burger brand without flipping a single patty.
Or maybe it wasn't, because unhappy burger customers may now be a little less beast mode.
Either way, rich or king, it's a trade-off. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy. For our third and final story, wind turbines that are taller than the Statue of Liberty are falling over.
The wind turbine industry moved too fast and its things are breaking.
But Yetis, Jack and I gotta whip up some wild stats for you. Jack, what was that stat we discovered when we jumped in T-Boy style?
Siemens Energy, which is a German industrial giant, says that they're responsible for, get this, 1/6 of the world's electricity.
Every sixth time you screw in a light bulb, you got to thank your buddies over at Siemens.
Because Siemens makes turbines that run your standard neighborhood power plant.
But Siemens also makes wind turbines, giant ones.
The tallest wind turbine that Siemens makes is 606 feet tall.
We're talking about a huge turbine. This thing's bigger than the Statue of Liberty.
This thing is half the height of the Empire State Building, Nick. Any other New York landmarks you want to compare this to?
If you added up all the New Yorkers, Jack. But here's the problem facing Siemens right now, Yetis.
The stock of Siemens Energy is down 40% in the past 2 months because of this story.
Interesting thing, Jack, and I noticed Siemens just announced a $2.5 billion financial loss. And here's how Siemens is surprisingly describing it.
The $2.5 billion loss is related mainly to quality issues of certain onshore platforms.
Jack, can we get a translation on that corporate jargon, man?
Yeah, that'd be great. Here's how Bloomberg described the situation back in January.
Wind turbines taller than the Statue of Liberty are falling over.
That's right, Yetis. We jumped into the footnotes. 15 to 30% of Siemens' wind turbines out there have issues that Siemens is desperately trying to fix.
And now Siemens is not giving us all the dirty details on what's going on with these falling over towers.
And we should say, it's not just Siemens who are having these scary turbine problems right now.
But it was pretty freaky. And the Siemens CEO got emotional this week talking about it.
He said, "You can imagine what the state of my mood is right now."
And then he said, "The problems are more severe than I thought possible."
We've never heard a German executive sound so vulnerable.
Vulnerable. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Siemens?
In the green gold rush, Siemens gold tripped.
Yeah, it is. Honestly, the story is kind of a bummer. Like renewable energy, like wind energy, it is part of the climate solution. And this was kind of a negative story.
Yeah, Siemens' business is a noble business. They want wind to provide 20% of the world's electricity by 2030.
But here's the funny thing about Siemens. They're also going after those government incentives to go green. There's a lot of money there.
And in the rush to become the leader in wind energy, Siemens appears to have cut some corners.
As Siemens CEO put it, we sold turbines too quickly that had not been sufficiently tested.
In the green gold rush, Siemens was rushing so much, it tripped and fell.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for Ceviche Wednesday?
Wegovy isn't just a miracle weight loss drug. It also reduces heart disease.
Its benefits could be revolutionary, but only if it's covered by health insurance.
For our second story, Mr. Beast sued the ghost kitchen behind Mr. Beast Burger, but now he's being countersued.
Mr. Beast faced the classic rich versus king challenge. He chose rich and he lost control.
And our third and final story is Siemens Energy. The stock is down big on word that its huge wind turbines are falling over.
Siemens, they rushed so much for the green gold that they tripped and fell.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, for the first time ever, Americans' consumer credit card debt has surpassed $1 trillion with a T dollars.
That's a lot of credit card debt with a very high interest rate because the American consumer is the biggest spending force in the world.
And second, Rivian just announced earnings. They're going to sell 52,000 electric trucks and electric SUVs this year.
They're still not profitable, but that's twice the number of cars they sold last year.
And finally, Dave Portnoy, founder of Barstool Sports, has bought back Barstool from Penn National Gaming.
Penn is partnering with ESPN instead, and Barstool is going to be as Barstool as ever.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Jack and me, because it's actually a correction to the podcast.
Yeah, Booking Holdings, we talked about a couple days ago, they don't own Expedia. They don't own that one.
We shouldn't have said that. That was incorrect. In fact, Expedia and Booking Holdings are rivals in the travel industry.
We flipped this correction, though, into lemonade. Here's a fun fact about Expedia.
Yeah, it turns out Expedia was actually founded as a division within Microsoft like 30 years ago.
And it's one of the few survivors of the 90s dot-com bubble crash.
Expedia actually went public in 1999, right before the famous dot-com crash.
And Expedia remains independent today, going head-to-head against Booking's apps.
Yetis, you look fantastic for Ceviche Wednesday. And if you want to help grow the show, one of the best things you can do is drop down and rate and review us right here, wherever you're listening.
If you haven't rated the show yet, we'd love your 5 stars. It helps us grow the show.
And we love reading your reviews. We really do.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait. And before we go, congratulations to Sammy Swinger, a puppy dog that just graduated dog training school. Congratulations.
And congratulations to Natalia Arboledia, a Colombian who just bought her first home in Morocco to start an Airbnb business.
And Mike Halfin and his cat Cowboy just got a new job over in Seattle. Congratulations.
Congratulations to Katie Bryan, who just bought her first house in Stephenville, Texas.
And Kelsey Black is moving into her very own bookstore space for the Book Borough in downtown Pflugerville.
Kelsey Black, the best bookworm yet.
And a happy birthday to Yeti Diane Yu, turning 28 over in Beijing.
Happy birthday to Vishnu Baradwak, turning 15 on the lacrosse fields of New Jersey.
And Jerome Freyan, happy 44th birthday in Hermosa Beach, California.
Happy birthday to Lisa Nash in Rochester, Michigan.
And Mark Niles is turning 60 on a bike ride over in Denver.
And Victor Weffer, happy birthday in Chicago.
And Morgan Brochard is flying tonight from San Francisco to Las Vegas to celebrate her birthday, and she'll be back in time for work tomorrow.
Unless she's not back in time, because Vegas. And to anyone else who's celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Netflix, and Nick and I both own stock of Airbnb. If you can't open a bag of Doritos without eating the whole thing, you won't eat the whole thing if you take Wegovy.
Not necessary.
It's funny because you said that in like a joke tone, but it was actually a very straightforward analogy.
Does it work? Or? If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.